I'm with Elaine. She is with a team of the Fingal County Council, and they are the people that have set up this lovely event, the Flavors of Fingal. And I was opportune to be in their VIP stand. I don't know what they put in that soda, but it really tastes nice. And the cupcakes and all the little tiny food there for you to tuck in on, you know. So here I'm with her. She's, like I said, a team of this great event, Flavors of Fingal. And she's also the tourist and development officer of Fingal County Council. So you're talking to Ogo NWRM. I'm reporting for Near FM here live at Flavors of Fingal. So tell me a bit about the sights and sounds of Fingal.
Well, I mean, in terms of this event, it's food, farm and family. Okay. So we're promoting the farm lifestyle. We have a traditional county show in the Irish sense. So it's cattle competitions, sheep competitions, poultry, equestrian. Then we've family fun zone, fun for all the family. And then a big message that we're giving out here at Flavors of Fingal is about food. The food that's produced here, that's cooked here, that's grown here. And then that you get to eat here. We have over 50 food stands all promoting their different, I mean, a lot of them are startups, artisan foods, that kind of thing. And then we also have family fun events, music, that kind of thing. We're showing the match at the moment here in the background.
Okay. Talking about food, you know, what strikes me now is you're talking about food that's been grown in Fingal County Council, you know, supporting and helping people that have grown this food.
Yes.
So for example, I might go to a stand now and I know that the food is being grown here, is being cooked here, so I'm eating it fresh.
Yes.
You know, and talking about health and lifestyle, I think there is nothing as good as eating something straight from the scratch.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think people are very interested nowadays on the provenance of food, where it's come from, what's been put into it. So it's really good to meet with the actual food producers here, to talk to them about how they actually have a lot of them displays on how the food is grown and what is put into them. And a lot of organic food producers here as well. And then obviously as well, there's fish caught here, and there's Hoth and Skerries. So there's a lot of daily landings. Very fresh, very good for you, as everybody knows, in terms of fish. So yeah, I mean, that's one of the messages we're trying to get out there, that we grow, we cook it, we catch it, and you're free to come and eat it.
Okay.
And all of the activities when you come in are free. So the bouncy castles, any of the fun events that we have going on here, face painting, that's all free once you come to the event.